Narayana Namaskritana Runtevam Narutamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tutujayam Udirayat Nashta Prayeshu Abhadesu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavata Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavachinaishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. Good morning, devotees. So this class is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 2, text 26, we're supposed to go up to 29. Yeah. But we would read text 26. So it's 26 to 29, chapter 2, Adilila Chaitanya Charitamrita. So text 26. Jnana Yoga Magetane Bajaye Shava Brahma Atma Rupe Tanre Kare Anubhava Jnana Yoga Magetane Bajaye Shava Brahma Atma Rupe Tanre Kare Anubhava Jnana Yoga Marge Tanre Bhaje Eshava Brahma Atma Rupe Tanre Kare Anubhava. Hare Krishna. Anyone who wants to chant can do so now.
Jnana Yoga Marge Tanre Bhaje Eshava Brahma Atma Rupe Tanre Kare Anubhava Jnana Yoga Marge Tanre Bhaje Eshava Brahma Atma Rupe Tanre Tanre Kare Anubhava. Jnana Yoga Marge Tanre Bhaje Eshava Brahma Atma Rupe Tanre Kare Anubhava.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Okay, so we can do the word for word now. Jnana, of philosophical speculation. Yoga, and of mystic yoga. Marge, on the paths. Tanre, him. Bhaje, worship. Ye, who. Sabha, all. Brahma, of impersonal Brahman, Atma, and of the Supersoul, Paramatma, Rupe, in the forms, Tanre, him, Kare, do, Anubhava, perceive. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Those who walk the paths of knowledge and yoga worship. Those who walk the path of knowledge and yoga worship only him, for it is him they perceive as the impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are fond of mental speculation, jnana marga, or want to meditate in mystic yoga to find the absolute truth, must approach the impersonal effulgence of the Lord and his partial representation, respectively. Such persons cannot realize the eternal form of the Lord. Om Agyam Chimranyasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshu Ambalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantika Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Patakamala Sri Guru Vaisnavam Shcha Shirupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada సహగణా లలిత శివిశాఖం వితంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబాను జగత్పతే కోపేశ గోపిక కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే తత్వ కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమమి హరి ప్రియ వంచకపతిరూపేశ్చ కృపా సింధు ఏవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద అద్వైత గదాధర శివా హరి గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ 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 హరి హరి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ 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 హరి హరి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ 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 హరి హరి నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమాది భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి నిత్యనామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి కౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేషాస్తుని వారి ప్రాశ్చిత్య ఆదేశితారిణి నమో మహాబలన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతాన్య నమ్ని గురచే నమ అనందలీలమాయ విగ్రహాయ హిమావేది వాచ విశ్వనరాయ తస్మి మహాప్రేమ రణస్పదాయ చిత్రానిచంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే చిత్రానిచంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే చిత్రానిచంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే చిత్రానిచంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే హరే కృష్ణ. జ్ఞాన యోగ మార్గి తండ్రి పాజయే శవా పరమాత్మ రూపే తండ్రి కండ్రి ఆనుభా. Those who walk the paths of knowledge and yoga worship him only, only him. For it is him they perceive as an impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma. So, it has been described here that there are different paths that different people take. Some walk the path of knowledge, some walk the path of meditation, yoga, and then there are some who are trained to deal with and give their hearts to the worship of the personal form of the Lord. The personal form of the Lord is not mentioned in this particular one, but it is talked about later. Those who walk the path of knowledge, and jnana, in a word for word, it is defined, Srila Prabhupada did it, as philosophical speculation, the philosophy. There are schools of thought, especially based in India, people who've taken sannyas, but they are Mayavadis. And they were only interested in commentary, reading, and discussion of Vedanta Sutra. The cream of the crop in Vedanta Sutra has already been put together in Srimad Bhagavatam. And so it is made in such a way, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada translating it and giving commentary, purports on it, we are able to connect with the personal aspects of the Lord. But transcendentalists are of three categories. Those who are into the theoretical part of things, the philosophy, and they are people who wind up in a certain aspect of the Lord, the impersonal Brahman of the Lord, the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their speculation winds them with the conclusion that they should merge into that effulgence of the Lord. And the Lord grants that. Those who meditate on the Super Soul, the Lord in the heart, Paramatma, they also attain that goal. Paramatma does not relate to us the way Krishna relates to us. That means the personal aspect of it is not there. But Paramatma is still merciful in that the Paramatma in the heart of every living being guides us, permits us, and also guides. Guidance is there, but force is not applied. It does not force us. We still have our supreme gift. Hmm? The gift of, I shouldn't call it supreme because sometimes it puts us in so much trouble. But we have a gift of a free choice of what we want to do. It is from the supreme personality of Godhead. And this form of supreme personality of Godhead as Paramatma, Anumanta, Panamdishtya, Anumanta, supervises and also permits. He is there in the heart along with the super soul. And that along with the individual soul, the Jivatma and the Paramatma. The Paramatma knows everybody's business. But the Jiva knows only about himself or herself, based on the kind of body that's in, male or female body. But the soul is aware, and the super soul is also watching. As the example is given, the two birds in a tree, one is eating the fruit of the tree and the other one is witnessing. The one that witnesses is the Paramatma, the super soul. And we, as individual souls, Jivatma, we are tasting the fruit of the tree, the material tree. If we turn to the Paramatma and give our hearts to Krishna worship, then we have a chance of getting out of this physical body altogether. But those who do not, they don't have a chance of getting out. Another life will be there. Another one, after this one life, another life is given based on what the person is thinking at the time of death. And at the time of death, the predominant thought that in the person's life he'd been allowing to dominate the mind, that is the one that usually plays the greatest role in the remembrance on things they think of just before death. Why that way? Well, the dominant thought is the one that's most likely to come, because the dominant thought is the one that we've allowed to take over our minds and our thoughts. That is why if our dominant thought is in sense gratification, how to gratify the material senses, then in that time, we are likely to think about those things, whatever gives us material enjoyment. But the path is a path of transcendence. The path that we have is a path of transcendence. So to devotees especially, it is important not to be thinking about sense gratification at those times. As a matter of fact, reminds me of a funny story. So it was in Giranagari, Bhaktivinoda Maharaj was giving a class in a temple. His Holiness Radha Maharaj also happened to be there. So they were both in the temple. And I remember it like it was yesterday. But here my eyes cracked a joke about liking pizza and ice cream. Of course, pizza and ice cream is pizza and ice cream, true enough to our eyes, but they've been offered to the Lord, right? So it wasn't like any, it's prasadam still he's talking about. But still we're saying that, well, now if I'm getting ready to leave a body, because at that time he was quite sick, and I leave a body of thinking about pizza and ice cream, that's not going to be very auspicious, was it? Everybody started laughing. So, you have to be very careful at the time, leaving the body, what we think of. This is why it is important for devotees to have good relationships with other devotees. So that anyone that's leaving the body, and at the time the senses are shutting down and they can't speak, and they cannot, even at some point, they close their eyes, can't see, the senses are one after another going, the sense of hearing is the last one to go. What do we do with that? We can't do much because the pain of death is quite excruciating as it's been described. But when the ear is still working and devotees chant the holy name of the Lord, then it is likely for the person that's leaving the body to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, we said that the dominant thought is what comes into a person's mind. Well, that is true. That's why it is important for the Buddhists to also keep chanting the holy name of the Lord. That be the dominant thing that they do daily. When we chant around 16 rounds minimum, that is for the initiated devotees a commitment. But outside the 16 rounds of japa on the beads, the rest of the day is still there. A lot of it, at least 22 hours, we can still chant. And if we chant outside the beads and think of Krishna the whole time and hear things and connect with things in service that makes us remember Krishna, then it is very likely that we will remember Krishna at the time of death also. Now, devotees help by coming around us and chanting the holy name of the Lord so we can remember Krishna. But different types of situations can happen. Sometimes death can come suddenly. And so a person who has been chanting and taking seriously the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, seriously means they chant the prescribed number of rounds, they go even above that, and when they're chanting, they try as hard as possible to be attentive to the chanting. For those people, Lord Chaitanya gives the mercy that even if death blindsides us and it comes suddenly, the Lord will force His image into the mind of that particular devotee. So nobody is left, as in American terms, high and dry, that you've been chanting and all of a sudden, oh, your death did not happen this way, where devotees could come and chant and make you remember, and it just happened all of a sudden. No, even that, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful, and that opportunity is given to the devotee who chants practically throughout the day, or hears the chanting of the holy name. So in this text, those who walk the paths of knowledge and yoga worship only Him because they perceive Him as impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma, the super soul. In the short purpose, Srila Prabhupada said, see, such persons cannot realize the eternal form of the Lord because of the way they have chosen to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, they know one thing, that material is inferior, material is inferior, spiritual is superior. That they know. And therefore they involve themselves in what is transcendental, that transcends the material. But, and that's where the differences are, and it's explained nicely in Srimad Bhagavatam, which we'll get to, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 11. But Srila Prabhupada says here in this purport, those who are fond of mental speculation, Jnana Marga, they walk the path of knowledge, or go by meditation, wanting to find the Lord within, which we talked about, the super soul. Those who are fond of mental speculation, they approach the impersonal fathers and merge into the Lord. That's what they want. That's what they get. Or His partial representation as the Paramatma. And such persons cannot realize the eternal form of the Lord. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 11, Varantita tatpavidas tatpajyaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabyate. The translation is learned transcendentalists. So this is how it starts. Learned transcendentalists. So they are not, transcendentalists are those who do not, they know not to connect with the material because the material is inferior. That's there. They know the absolute truth. But that's where the, apart from that, then the break comes in. Non-dual substance, Krishna is absolute. Absolute means everything about Him is also Him. We can't be like that. We are soul, we have a body. But my body is not me. My soul is me. So duality is there, happiness and distress are there in the material world. Great example of duality. But the learned transcendentalists, they call the substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. Now, we spent some time talking about Brahman and Paramatma. Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahman and Paramatma are qualitatively the same. Srila Prabhupada says, the same substance is realized in person of Brahman by the students of the Upanishads as localized Paramatma by those who are yogis, or Hiranyagarbhas as they call, and as Bhagavan by the devotees. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. In other words, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the last word of the Absolute Truth. Paramatma, Srila Prabhupada says, is a partial representation of the Personality of Godhead. An impersonal Brahman is a glowing effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The idea is that comparing the sun rays, then the sun disk itself, of course from the sun disk comes the sun rays, but the sun god is the one that is the supreme controller over the sun, the controller over the sun. And through him, the sun is there, and in fact, he makes sure the sun works properly. This is part of his duty. He has a chariot, and he goes around the sun, and the chariot speed is mind-boggling. It's about 47. The other day, they gave it in minutes, and I calculated in miles per hour, so we have a sense of it. It's about 47,000 miles per hour. 47,000 miles per hour. It's mind-boggling. So, Surya, or Vivashvan, as he called, he goes around the sun and makes sure that everything is working well. He comes out at the proper time, leaves at the proper time. For us, we perceive it that way, but the sun never really leaves. It depends on how the earth is turning. And when they turn and our part faces the sun, then we get sunshine. And the earth turns so that it's away from where the sunshine is felt or is perceived, then we have darkness, and we call that night. So it's not like the sun actually disappears. It doesn't. It's our vision that is based on where we are on the earth at different times. But because the earth also has a particular speed, then we have that perception. And how the earth turns also gives a slight perception of sometimes longer days and shorter nights, or the opposite when it comes to winter. So all of these, we won't get into the material part of it too much. But all of these are controlled wonderfully in the material world. For us though, we're trying to go back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada says, less intelligent students of either of the above schools, the Brahman or the Paramatma, sometimes argue in favor of their own respective realization. But those who are perfect seers of the Absolute Truth, we know the three features. So even us, devotees who are conditioned souls who are being taught, we are still taught all three features. There is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His expansions and His effulgence. The effulgence is there, and that's the one that these people who are into the theoretical part of things want to get into. And those who do meditation meditate on a partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma. But we, as devotees, even while we're not at the Krishna Prema level, for most of us, we are still being taught to develop love of Godhead by specific instructions that's given to us. Nine processes, including hearing and chanting. And when we hear and hear and hear and hear about Krishna, then the mind focuses more on Krishna. That's why hearing is so, so effective and necessary. One should develop the habit of hearing all of the time. So there is duality of inferior and superior energy in the material world. The souls are belonging to the superior energy, And the material things are the inferior energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Krishna is the energetic. He is the source of which all these energies come. He has plenty different types of energies. But the basic categorization, spiritual and material, or inferior and superior. It's from the superior energy that the inferior energy, in fact, comes through his expansions as Vishnu. Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And it is the Shirodakshaya Vishnu that the Paramatma, the Super Soul we're talking about, is expanded into. So, we will go to the next one at this time. Adi Lila, chapter 2, text 27. Okay. So that you don't need to repeat. I'll go through that myself, and then by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, make some commentary on it. Upasana Veda Jani Ishwara Mahima Ateva Suya Tanra Dieta Upama. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thus, one may understand the glories of the Lord through different modes of worship, as the example of a sun illustrates. So we talked about the sunshine, the sun rays, the sun disk itself, and then the sun god. Related to the sun god being a personal, or Bhagavan, the sun disk, that is related to Paramatma, and the sunshine related to the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a matter of fact, the sunshine that we experience here in this material world is a reflection of the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The effulgence itself, that's the one that makes the, or gives the effulgence of the Vaikuntha planets. The Vaikuntha planets. It's also from the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as is explained in the Shastra, the scripture, the reflection of that is the suns. They're all in the material world, each universe has a sun, and that's the reflection of the spiritual, the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We'll go to text 28 now. Move on. Se Narayan Krishna Swarupa Abhida Eka Ivigraha Kintu Akara Vibhida. Translation. Narayan and Sri Krishna are the same personality of Godhead. But although they are identical, their bodily features are different. So sometimes that may throw some notes, but we just heard that they are identical. Their bodily features are different. They are identical in quality. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha, as Lord Brahma says. The Supreme Controller is Krishna, and his body is Satchit Ananda, eternality, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Narayana's body is eternal, full of bliss, and full of knowledge. All knowledge, Sri Krishna is the same. Therefore, they are the same personality of Godhead. But Krishna, by his own will, depending on what he wants to do, his pastimes, or where he is at in the spiritual world, chooses to present himself in different ways. So they are identical, Krishna and Narayan. Narayan is the controller for each Vaikuntha planet. Each Vaikuntha planet has one Narayan. Krishna is the sum total of all of them. Krishna expands to all of these Narayans, all of these Vishnus. And different pastimes are enjoyed by the Lord based on the feature that is in. So the body features are different. And the next one will describe it a little more. So we'll go to text 29 now. Okay. In hota dvibhuta tinho dare chari bahata. In kobenu dare tinho chakradika sata. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, has two hands and holds a flute, whereas the other, Narayan, has four hands, and the four hands hold conch, wheel, mace, and lotus. So now, what is in the previous text is now backed by this one. This personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, has two hands and holds a flute, whereas the other, Narayan, has four hands with conch, wheel, mace, and lotus. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Narayan is identical to Sri Krishna. They are in fact the same person manifested differently. Just like a high court judge who is differently situated in his office and at home. As Narayan, the Lord is manifested with four hands, but as Krishna, he is manifested with two hands. So the example that Srila Prabhupada gave as a high court judge, as a high court judge, at work, he may have his robes, and he wears his robes, and he obviously looks different from the outside. And when he goes home, he takes his robe off. He can relate to his wife, he can relate to his, or depending, husband, or he can relate to the children, or even grandchildren. Not wearing those robes, then he's in a different situation. So in the Vaikuntha planets, Lord Narayan is there with four hands, and he relates to the devotees, and the devotees relate to him, the pure devotees there, in awe and reverence. They relate to him as king. Excuse me. Whereas Krishna with two hands is personal. Personal in terms of the type of relationships being more than the ones that Lord Narayan makes available to the devotees. The Lord as Krishna can be related to in neutrality. For example, in the spiritual world, relating to Krishna as part of the paraphernalia, as part of the decor, as part of the surroundings. Those are all types of neutral relationship. Or he can be related to a servant. Or he can be related to as a friend. Or he can be related to as him being the son and the devotee being the parent. Parental or vatsalya, ras, relationship. Or he can be related to as a lover. The lover in Narayan is Lakshmi. We cannot get into that particular position. And that is the difference. But with Krishna, personal relationships are that many. And apart from the classes that we've just talked about, the five different classes, neutrality, servitorship, and friendship, parental, and conjugal, there is also a particular type of relationship in one of those five classes that Krishna relates to every single soul. So it's not like that every single soul does exactly the same thing with Krishna in a particular category. Your friend, for example, when a person is a friend, then they are just a friend. Yes, they're relating in a friend, but the details of the relationship, that varies. So there's variegatedness in all of these five classes. The way, for example, Satyabhama, who is in a relationship as wife of Krishna, the way he would relate, she would relate to him, is not the same way as Rukmini would relate to Krishna. But Rukmini is also a wife of Krishna. So because their moods are different, then the relationships are also different. And it's been explained to us that our moods are also particular. Therefore, it begs to reason that we should, in fact, do everything that we can to get back to the spiritual world to relate to Krishna the way we would in fact relate or been doing before we got to this material world, so that the actual bliss that we've been enjoying all of this time, before we came here, can in fact be embarked on and revived, and so we will be happy again. In this material world, the happiness is not here. The Prabhupada is explaining this only suffering that's here. But people try to gratify their senses and you say, oh, we're okay. But sense enjoyment is shallow. It is not deep. It only happens for a while and it seems to be something that's enjoyable. But it doesn't take much for us to realize that there's something else that's attached to sense gratification that is troublesome. Anyone that you take, you are enjoying doing a particular item. If you do too much of it, the body will be giving you problems. It will give you problems later on. You can only do so much with this physical body. But there is no end to bliss in the spiritual world when we don't have these physical bodies anymore and we're really in our normal or constitutional position. We can serve Krishna, and Krishna, Sri Prabhupada has described that the relationships that we have, yes, we have our own original relationship, but depending on the pastime that's supposed to happen, Krishna allows those who are in the spiritual world relating to him in his two-handed form now, not the four-handed, two-handed form, especially in Goloka Vrindavan, to take on different types of relationship with him. Sri Prabhupada says it's voluntary. Someone can relate to him as a flower, can relate to him as a gopi, can relate to him in different ways. And it is all possible, and the Lord allows that to happen. So the relationship is sweetened so much that just imagine that the Lord would allow you to relate to him the way you'd like to relate to him in love, and he responds back in love. And when you think about it deeply, we realize that with these physical bodies that we have here, we're really missing out on the relationship with the Lord. But with patience, with determination, and keeping our enthusiasm up, as we instructed in the Nectar of Instruction by Sri Rupa Goswami, we will also get to the point, through patience, we'll also get to the point that Krishna will be merciful to us and allow us to relate to him the way the cowherd boys, the way the mothers, the way the gopis, the way the gopi mothers, the way the gopals, they're all relating to the Lord. Then, even when it comes to cities like Dwarka, there's relationship there too. Krishna, this time in the administrative position as king, the devotees that are there, pure devotees, they also relate to him. They see Krishna's example. They go by Krishna's examples, and they are very happy in that situation. So even if it is a city-like situation that Krishna arranges, or a country-like situation, the opulence is still there, and the relationships that devotees have with the Lord are wonderful. And then the Lord plays his instrument, the wonderful flute. He has different kinds of flute, different sizes of flutes, different quality, and different the type of material that's used to make. Some of them are simple, bamboo flute, and some of them, some other flutes, are, in describing the Garga Samhita, longer and bedecked with all kinds of jewels. And they all emit particular sounds of it, from it. And it is wonderful to hear Krishna play. And so, as we think about these situations, as we are reminded about how wonderful Krishna is, it makes sense for us to be more determined to make this body the last one, because there's so much happening in Goloka Vrindavan, and Srila Prabhupada has opened the road for us to get there and even lowered the conditions of service that we have to do in order to get there, especially with the chanting. So our prayer should be, dear Lord, please open our hearts to to take to Krishna consciousness even more, go deeper and deeper and deeper into it, that every day let things happen based on what you want, not what we want. You can use our minds, but have us think about you all of the time, and the things that we do should be things that you approve of. And if you don't approve of it, then don't let it happen. Change it as you like. That way, we are also giving our hearts. So that would be our brand of Atma Nivedanam, giving all of ourselves to the Lord. In our homes, we should hear more and more about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Looking at pictures about Him, pictures of His pastimes, hearing about Him, discussing things about Him. The devotees of the Lord is said in the scripture, Majita Makita Prana Bodeyantas Parasparam Katayantas Tamam Nityam Tushanticha Romanticha. The pure devotees of the Lord, their enjoyment, just paraphrasing it, their enjoyment comes from relating to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in discussion about Him. Sometimes open discussion, and sometimes someone preaching and the rest of them hearing. But it's all about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's where the bliss is. When we hear about the Lord, since the Lord is absolute, everything about Him is Him. So topics about Krishna is also Krishna. The holy name of Krishna is also Krishna. Krishna's paraphernalia is Krishna. Krishna's pastimes are Krishna. We can't be like that. He's absolute and we are dual. But we still get the opportunity, because we are part and parcels of the Lord, to relate to Him if we want to. And so, to my own self, a prayer for myself, and also prayer pleading for all of you, is to have the spiritual master please push us, lovingly push us, to stay with Krishna consciousness, with bhakti, to perform Krishna consciousness activities with our hearts, as a matter of emergency. This world is going to hell in a handbasket, as is put in American terms. You see war happening around us. There are, as my Guru Maharaj described, an average of about 35 wars going on in the world at any time. Some of it is talked about, like now they're talking about Russia and Ukraine war. But there have been wars going on before that, and there'll be wars after that. It's on and on and on and on and on. So much so that the history of this particular earth, and when non-devotees talk about it, they talk about it in terms of the war. Then there was a Vietnam War, then there was a Korean War, then there was a Desert Storm, and there was over and over and over again. They even mark the things that happen on the earth based on the wars. But wars bring what? Misery. Therefore, this place is miserable. And we have the opportunity to go. So not only should we take this process so seriously, but we should also be merciful enough and do what Krishna wants, and that is not only relate to Him, but also get other living entities to be interested in relating to Krishna and explain to them that this is where the happiness really is. If we take the trouble to go through all of the trials and all of the tests and stick with the process so that we will be able to go back to Godhead in the end. Hare Krishna. So, to go over it again, Lord Narayan and Lord Krishna are the same, but their forms may be different. And we are to relate to Krishna in a personal form, because Brahman effulgence and Super Soul, the Paramatma, yes, they are one and equal, the same, one and the same with Krishna Himself, but we do not get the type of relationship with Brahman and localized Paramatma as we will get with Krishna. And that's why in the end we're pleading, let's take this process seriously so we can relate to Krishna and the real happiness come, especially after this body and no more. This last body. Let's make this body the last body. So this is a plea to myself to take things seriously, and hopefully a plea to all of you to take things seriously also. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you so much for very nice class, and especially reminding us and helping us to remind ourselves and each other to take the process seriously and to pray for each other, I think is also a very key point that you mentioned. To pray for each other so that we don't go off track and we stay on the process. So thank you so much. That was a very nice prayer, because as when you're mentioning that, I was thinking of our spiritual master's comment, statement many years ago. He would say that we're each other's brothers and sisters' keeper. So we pray for each other. Thank you so much. We'd like to ask devotees, we have about 5 minutes, if we'd like to ask devotees if you have any questions, any comments, any clarification or add-ons, please, you can either raise your hand and you can just jump right in and ask your question and or make a comment. Or share a realization or a takeaway. For me, I can say that my takeaway from this class was reminding us the power of hearing. Reminding us the power of, I was going to say remembering, but I was remembering Mother Gita's words yesterday that, you know, our minds in Kali Yuga is not very good and dependable. But just the power of association, you know, that helps to remind us the importance of staying on track, the importance of chanting, the importance of hearing, the importance of devotee association, and in the importance of devotional service. And that was my big takeaway from this class. And also when you're mentioning how personal the Lord is, you know, the two-handed form holding his flute, was a very nice reminder that, you know, how we're so kind, that Srila Prabhupada was so kind and so merciful to give us this personal form of the Lord. You know, like he did not bring the awe and reverence form of the Lord. You know, he brought to us a personal form of the Lord. I was just reflecting on that. That was my takeaway from this wonderful class. You could add comments if you like, but from what I said, it's fine.
It's very, very powerful. And we are also very fortunate. Sometimes we don't realize how fortunate we are, that we have the opportunity to, wherever we came from, in the spiritual world to the material world, now we have the opportunity to go to Goloka Vrindavan, regardless of where we were before. To go to Goloka Vrindavan and relate personally to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we sometimes hear the pastimes involving the gopis and how committed in love they are with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as soon as they know of him, by hearing his flute where he is, they will stop everything and go to relate to him. If they haven't heard the flute, they are always thinking about him. They are always discussing things about the Lord. They are always sometimes even jeering a little bit at each other, but it all in fun, connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when they get to dance with the Lord, and sometimes the Lord pulls a trick on them and disappears, they would definitely stop and look for him. And in one pastime, we just threw that in. The Lord actually was there in the groves in Vrindavan. And when he disappeared and they were looking, and the gopis were looking for him, he changed himself into the four-handed Narayan form. And he revealed himself. The gopis saw him, the gopis offered obeisances to him, and then they asked him, "Where is Krishna? We're looking for the two-handed Krishna." That was the two-handed Krishna that had changed himself to four-handed. And so the gopis bypassed him and kept looking for Krishna. Until later on, he suddenly appeared among them in his two-handed form. The two-handed form is so much. The gopis are aware of the fact that they would have to relate in awe and reverence to the four-handed form. They didn't want that. They wanted to be able to dance and have fun with the Lord. And that is what's available for us to have too, if we take this process seriously. To the power of God's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, this is available to us. The personal relationship type. Hare Krishna.
That was a nice pastime.
As you were speaking, sharing the past, and I was thinking, even the gopis was looking for Krishna, and you know that's what attracted them most than the form of Lord Narayan.
Right.
So that was a beautiful pastime. Thank you for sharing that. We have about a minute. If you know anybody has any questions, any comments, any add-ons, you know, any reflection, please do jump right in, or you can share. And if you don't, just a quick reminder that we have our Bhagavad Gita Circle reading program tonight. So please do join us at 6 o'clock. We are just getting into, we just finished that the first two verses of chapter 9. Very long, but beautiful, beautiful reading, realization, discussion. And the chapter is entitled The Most Confidential Knowledge. So please do join us at 6 o'clock. Until then, Vanchakaptubhyascha Kripasindubhyeva Chapati Kanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Have a wonderful day, devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.